The only one that hits.
Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from The Voice of America. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
Today on the program, you will hear stories from Alice Bryant, Susan Shand, Ashley Thompson, and Katie Weaver. But first, this report. France is launching an official software application, or app, aimed at containing new outbreaks of the novel coronavirus. The app's main purpose is the method of documenting infected people and the people they come into contact with, also known as contact tracing. As lockdown restrictions slowly ease, France is becoming the first major European country to deploy the smartphone technology, while experts debate privacy concerns. The French were able to download the Stop COVID app on their Google Android devices and Apple iPhones starting on June 2nd. That is the same day they were once again permitted to go to restaurants, parks, beaches, museums, and monuments. Neighbors including Britain, Germany, Italy, and Switzerland are developing their own apps. But they are using different technical protocols, raising questions about how well these programs will work across Europe's borders. Officials hope the app can deal with virus outbreaks as they reopen the economy in France. The country has been living under some of Europe's tightest restrictions since it became one of the countries that the coronavirus crisis has hit hardest. It has experienced nearly 29,000 deaths. Some people in Paris were happy to start using the technology to help bring life back to normal. Restaurant employee Paul Hubert said he was ready to download the app because he sees more benefits than risks. "To me, it sounds like wearing a mask in a shop," the 24-year-old said. "It's easy and it can help protecting others." The different European apps use low-energy signals shared by devices with Bluetooth technology to anonymously record whether there are people nearby. Under the French system, that data is added to government-run centralized computer systems. Users who test positive will be able to tell others they have been in close contact with for at least 15 minutes, so those people can separate themselves and seek treatment. Like Britain, France rejected new mobile software for tracing apps jointly developed by United States technology companies Google and Apple. Instead, the countries chose to build their own. The Google-Apple system uses a decentralized system supported by privacy experts because it keeps data on phones. But British and French officials say it does not give them enough information to deal with outbreaks. Civil liberties groups worry that tracing apps will lead to government surveillance. But the French government says the app does not record users' location and destroys data after 14 days. Some lawmakers have raised doubts over the app's effectiveness if few people use it due to privacy concerns and possible technical issues. Cedric O, France's junior minister for the digital economy, says the app identifies about 80% of surrounding phones using Bluetooth. Sami Monir of Paris said he will not use it because of the privacy concerns. "We don't know what they could do with the data or whether it could be hacked," the 31-year-old said. Officials and experts say tracing apps are not a complete solution to the virus, but can aid in-person contact tracing efforts. Professor Arnaud Fontanet is a disease expert at the Paris Pasteur Institute and a member of the scientific committee advising French President Emmanuel Macron. He said the app is a tool, not a revolutionary one, but a useful one. Other countries around Europe have been working quickly to build their apps, often using the Google-Apple system. This dependence on Apple and Google for a more private system goes against some European Union members' earlier positions. In recent years, they had criticized the companies for not protecting data privacy enough. Officials say at least 60% of Italy's 60 million person population needs to use Italy's Immuni app based on the Google Apple system for it to be effective. I'm Pete Musto.
Suppose an animal shelter in your city had invited people to meet some animals to see if they wanted to make an adoption. You and a friend both love dogs, so you visit the shelter and go straight to the dog area. You hold and play with some of the dogs. You soon realize you like two of them equally, Benji and Cody. Your friend asks what you think of the two animals. You say this:
"I like them both. Benji is as playful as Cody."
When the things we are comparing are equal in some way, we can use the word as. Notice that as appears twice in the comparison. On today's Everyday Grammar, we will talk about using as to compare qualities and to compare how something is done. Let's start with qualities. When we compare equal qualities of two people, places, or things, we use the comparative structure as plus adjective plus as. Listen to the dog example again.
"I like them both. Benji is as playful as Cody."
The speaker uses the adjective playful to express the equal quality of the two animals. The sentence structure goes like this: subject plus be verb plus adjective plus as, followed by a noun or noun phrase. In the example sentence, the subject is Benji. The verb be becomes the singular present form is. Then there is the comparison part, as playful as. Finally, there is the noun Cody. Now, suppose you are at a restaurant. You are trying several different dishes. You think two dishes are equally tasty. Listen for the same structure in this sentence comparing foods.
"The pasta dish is as tasty as the rice dish."
Here, the subject is the pasta dish, followed by the be verb is. Then comes the comparison, as tasty as, and then the noun phrase, the rice dish. But what if the two dogs you met were not equally playful? Or what if you did not think the two dishes were equally tasty? How could you express these ideas using as? In unequal as comparisons about the qualities of people, places, or things, we use the word not. Listen to the negative form and take note of where not appears.
Benji is not as playful as Cody.
Notice that not comes immediately after the be verb. Listen for the same structure in this next example.
The pasta dish is not as tasty as the rice dish.
Again, the word not comes right after the be verb. Now, let's talk about comparing how things are done. We can use as to compare actions. When we do this, we use an adverb, not an adjective. The structure as plus adverb plus as shows a comparison between actions that are equal in some way. Listen for the comparison in this next example.
Benji runs as fast as Cody.
Here, two actions are being compared. Benji's running and Cody's running. In the example, the word fast acts as an adverb. Take note of the sentence structure, subject plus verb, then as plus adverb plus as, then a noun or noun phrase. Listen for the same structure in this next example.
We enjoyed the pasta dish as much as the rice dish.
But what if one of the dogs runs faster than the other dog? Or what if you did not enjoy the two rice dishes equally? How could you express these ideas using the as structure? To express unequal comparisons between actions, the auxiliary verb do is needed. The negative form would be do not, does not, or the past tense did not. Take note of where these words appear in this example.
We did not enjoy the pasta dish as much as the rice dish.
Notice that the negative did not appears immediately after the subject we. In the real world, a native English speaker would likely use a contraction such as didn't rather than did not, like this.
We didn't enjoy the pasta dish as much as the rice dish.
Now, let's hear the negative form about the dogs.
Benji does not run as fast as Cody.
Notice the negative does not comes after the subject, Benji. Again, a native speaker would be likely to use the contraction doesn't in this example. Today, you have heard a lot about comparisons of equality with as. Try to look and listen for such comparisons in English language songs, movies, or television shows. You can also look for them in VOA Learning English materials. In time, the sentence structure will begin to feel more natural, and you can practice using it in your own speaking and writing. Join us again soon when we will look at other kinds of comparisons using as. I'm Alice Bryant.
Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Duan Phuc looked very happy during a visit to an industrial park last weekend. He talked to workers about their health and examined the speakers being produced in factories. The visit was part of a government campaign to reopen Vietnam's economy after containing the disease COVID-19. There is very little sign of the novel coronavirus in Vietnam. The nation has gone over 6 weeks without an infection, helping it to open earlier than other Southeast Asian nations. HSBC Bank used the term "phenomenal Vietnam" when talking about the country, a reference to the well-known Vietnamese soup. In a report last week, the bank said Vietnam is the only Southeast Asian economy that will grow in 2020. Devendra Joshi and Harold van der Linde are investment experts at HSBC. They noted in the report that the trade arguments between other nations are creating opportunities that will help Vietnam's economy. The trade tensions between China and the United States is just one example. Because of tariffs, goods in both nations have become more costly. Many companies moved their factories from China to Vietnam to escape the taxes. So Vietnam became the unexpected winner in the trade war. The coronavirus also helped Vietnam's economy in unexpected ways. When China took action to stop the virus, international supply chains suddenly stopped. Businesses looked to Vietnam as a supplier, and money flowed into the economy. When the coronavirus hit Vietnam, forcing schools and companies to close, the economy slowed but continued to grow at a yearly rate of 3.8%. Experts say COVID-19 provides one more reason why companies should set up operations in Vietnam. When the supply chain stopped, companies around the world found that having one supplier, China, could damage their businesses. Since then, many have invested in Vietnam for the long term. The government of Vietnam ended its stay-at-home order for most of the country in the middle of April. Since then, people have returned to work and school with new social distancing measures in place. Businesses have also changed. Ford Vietnam no longer accepts cash, and price discussion takes place online. The company also disinfects each car when it is sold or repaired. Pham Van Dunn is the general director of Ford Vietnam. He told VOA that the company thinks of keeping the safety of our employees, agents, customers, and partners first. Some startup companies in Vietnam see new opportunities coming from the coronavirus crisis. In Ho Chi Minh City, a startup company called VibeG created a teaching website. Anyone can make money by offering educational videos about any subject, from cooking to playing games. This is a good time to social distance and work from home, the company said. We all should play a part during this difficult time, said Tri Lacau. He is the chief executive officer of VibeG. I'm Susan Shand.
On our national parks journey, we travel to the southwestern state of Arizona. There, we find a strange and colorful landscape. Yellow, red, and even purple rocks and sand cover the hilly earth. Huge pieces of ancient trees twist in unusual ways. The area is the only national park that includes a part of the historic U.S. Route 66. Welcome to the Petrified Forest National Park.
The word forest may mislead visitors. The park is in a desert, and the word petrified, which can mean afraid, may scare visitors away. But fear not. Petrified Forest gets its name from the trees that have, over millions of years, turned to stone. That natural process is called fossilization. Much of the Petrified Forest formed from tall trees called conifers. They grew over 200 million years ago near waterways. During floods, water forced the trees up from the ground. Over time, the wood from the trees became petrified.
The Petrified Forest National Park is one of the wonders of Arizona. It sits within the Painted Desert. A Spanish explorer in the 1500s gave the place its name. It is easy to see why. The desert looks like an artist's canvas. Brilliantly colored mudstones and clays cover the land as far as the eye can see. They contain bentonite, a clay that is the product of changed volcanic ash. The oldest geological formations in the park are about 227 million years old. Differently colored formations show different time periods. The Blue Mesa formations, for example, have thick bands of gray, purple, blue, and green mudstones. They are about 220 million years old.
Evidence of humans in the Petrified Forest dates back 13,000 years. People first came here after the last ice age. Early Paleo-Indian groups used the petrified wood to create different kinds of stone tools. They used them to hunt large animals. The climate warmed over several thousand years. Humans began building villages here and growing food, such as corn, squash, and beans. In the 900s, people in the area began building above-ground houses called pueblos. They also made pottery for cooking and other uses. Scientists today find evidence of early pottery and Pueblo homes all over Petrified Forest National Park.
A long and severe drought in the early 1400s forced most of the people living here to move. But new groups soon arrived. European explorers came in the 1500s. By the 1800s, American pioneers began settling in the area. And by the 1920s, American motorists were traveling on U.S. Route 66. The road winds through the heart of the Painted Desert. Long before humans entered the area, though, dinosaurs dominated. Petrified Forest National Park is a world-class area for fossil research. The fossil record at the park preserves some of the earliest dinosaurs. The dinosaur fossils are from the late Triassic period, called the Dawn of the Dinosaurs. They help scientists reconstruct ancient environments.
The land here was set aside as a national monument in 1906. Congress moved to protect it because of its unique ecosystem, record of human history, and dramatic southwestern scenery. It became a national park in 1962. More than 800,000 people visit the Petrified Forest National Park each year. The best way to explore the park is by foot. The National Park Service maintains many kilometers of walking trails. The Crystal Forest Trail is a 1 kilometer path. It is named for the crystals that can be seen on the pieces of petrified wood. The trail is one of the best chances to see this fossilized wood up close.
The Petrified Forest includes many shapes and sizes of wood. From large logs to stumps to the smallest remains of plants. Most of the petrified wood found in the park is made up of quartz. Quartz is a hard, colorless mineral. The wood sometimes shines in the sunlight as if covered by glitter.
The Painted Desert Rim Trail offers visitors a good chance to see the park's wildlife. Lizards and rabbits are common. So are snakes and foxes. Early morning or evening are the best times to see animals. These are also the times when the sun makes the Painted Desert the most colorful and spectacular. But whenever you choose to visit, the Petrified Forest and Painted Desert will awaken your senses and your curiosity about this ancient place. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.